One major market has largely held out against Nespresso's global conquest, the US. Partly, the company was too slow, beaten by Keurig's K-Cup. Where Nespresso aimed high, with sleek aluminium pods that emphasized quality, K-Cup's plastic pods, many of which until recently were non-recyclable, emphasized convenience. The Nespresso system also sat uneasily in a coffee culture that prefers to drink coffee in enormous cups, ideally while driving. Americans are simply not looking for an espresso first thing in the morning, said Jim Watson, a senior beverages analyst at Rabobank in New York. One of the biggest issues Keurig and Nespresso face is not making enough ounces. This is the land of the Starbucks venti. People are used to getting a 16-ounce or even a 20-ounce coffee. In a bid to crack the US, Nespresso introduced a whole new range of machines, the Vertuo system, capable of delivering much larger portions. In 2015, it finally signed up Clooney to a North American deal. Until then, he had only been the face of the firm in the rest of the world. Jean-Marc Duvoisin, who was CEO until the end of last year, told me that the brand awareness went up by a multiple of 5 or 6 when Clooney arrived. But still, to this day, in the US, Nespresso exists in the long dark shadow of the K-Cup. Although Nespresso's rise can be told in part as a triumph of branding, it also depended on a smart approach to patenting and design. One of Gaillard's innovations was to rebalance the business towards making revenue from the capsules rather than the machines. Just as Gillette have traditionally made the most of their money by selling the replacement razor blades rather than the first handle, so Nespresso's entry-level machines were sold at lower prices, in the knowledge that customers would have to keep buying the pods, because only Nespresso pods worked in Nespresso machines. For years, that model underpinned Nespresso's global growth. But eventually, would-be competitors spotted an opportunity to exploit the niche that Nespresso had created. Nestlé had ploughed a decade of investment into a system that got people to pay 5 times more for coffee at home than for a traditional roast and ground. Why not try to piggyback on that? In 2008, Gaillard launched the Ethical Coffee Company, which sold biodegradable capsules for Nespresso machines. In 2010, the American firm Sara Lee started to sell capsules that worked in Nespresso machines.